So I got Mike to stick around. We're gonna flip this script as we celebrate the 10-year anniversary of 10 Capital's weekly commentary. You offered up putting me on the spot. What would you like to know?
Well, first off, I'm amazed at 10 years and the amount of consistency, information, just your commitment to be able to educate not just our staff, but the whole community has been awesome. So I'd love to hear about the history. How did it get going?
You know, I think like all ideas to get there, it probably was not as well thought out at the time. I was mentioning the gym the other day. I was working out with Anthony. This is probably the best, dumbest thing that I've ever done. I know it means something to clients, but yeah, every week for 10 years. So, you know, do the math, 500 plus podcast or commentaries. I think for me, always one of the missions was helping give clients as much comfort and clarity as I possibly could. And so this was my way of at least giving them my information, what I thought was important, as well as just letting them know we're here, we're watching, we're trying to be as helpful and additive to the process as we can be. And so that's what got it off the ground.
But to do it every single week with new content, why make such a big commitment?
When I didn't know financial advisors existed for most of my life. And when I came in and would sit down with someone like you and yeah, probably had the hope that you might become a client. But as much as anything, early in my career, I just needed to know what was going on. What were people's expectations? And what I kept hearing time and time again was, yeah, I think it's going all right, but I don't really know. I don't know how it applies to my life. Don't have a lot of clarity around why we're doing what we're doing. And so education and relationship seemed to be this thing that was sorely lacking in the industry. You know, and of all the things that you can control, which aren't much, particularly in this industry, I was like, I can do that. I can put forth an effort to help educate. I can show people that I genuinely care about them and their well-being. We started with a lot of things from events, et cetera, but this commentary, I think, was a natural outgrowth of that, of wanting to provide that kind of service to clients.
Well, one of the big reasons I joined 10 Capital was because of you and really the team here. And what I've loved is the progression over time of how you utilize everyone here. How are you and the team coming up with new material every week?
It's really hard sometimes. It's really hard sometimes. There have been some times where I've sat down at the computer and been like, you know what dawned on it? Certainly headline news, big market movements become a very natural thing. There have been some important points in time where you got to speak into that. But like a lot of things I think we've learned, which is it's not about us, it's about the clients. I think the one thing was just being intentional to listening to clients. What questions do they have? It's the old thing of like, you have the, raise your hand in class, because if you have the question, someone else probably does too. And so with that thought in mind, as people in the, we're interacting with hundreds of clients every week, is they would ask, hey, what is this? And it could be as simple as, how do you make investment decisions to, hey, could you help explain this market concept? So that's why I'm always soliciting feedback, questions, welcoming them. It helps give me source material to hopefully share with others and help them too.
Well, I've felt your pain at times doing the podcast for 5 years. You're sitting at the desk trying to think of what to come up with.
Yeah.
Tell me about the time commitment to do this every week.
It was more upfront. It obviously has gotten better. Some weeks are better than others. I think the biggest thing I had to learn was, again, getting out of my own head. This is more subconscious, but again, this isn't about me. This isn't about trying to look impressive. It's about trying to be helpful. And I think when I made that pivot, I've said before, I'm not trying to talk to another advisor or industry professional. I think originally I had a fear that, oh, I'll look stupid. I want to be effective to someone more like any of our clients who may have the least amount of familiarity with markets, and really help power them, just speak to them as a friend and a partner. And when I made that pivot, I don't know that it really changed the time, but it definitely helped things flow better, of just trying to get into that sincere mindset of like, hey, if there's a concern out there or a question, how would you talk about that in a way that, again, is about looking impressive, but being helpful to them?
Well, those are really the two things that stood out. When I came here, the first thing I noticed is the power of team. The second thing is the care for clients. Yeah. And so, tell me a little bit more about how the commentary really impacts and helps out your clients.
over the years, especially at the events, people will come up and want to talk about a recent commentary. And there's definitely, broadly speaking, well, there's three types. There's those who don't care at all or read it. That might be most people, I don't know. But I've always said, I'm here for the people who need it, right? And I've heard from a lot of people, hey, Saturday morning, because it goes out Friday night, I get up with my coffee, I watch it, I read it. Or I've heard from wives, like, oh, I see, so, you know, my husband at the table, or, you know, my wife listening to it. That's great. That obviously brings me a tremendous amount of joy. But I've had a lot of clients say, hey, I don't really read them all. They kind of say it sheepishly. I'm like, you're not in trouble. But the fact that it's there every Friday or Saturday morning when I open up the computer makes me feel good, because I know you've been standing guard, right? And the team at 10 Capital has been standing guard. And so, however it helps people, I've let that go. I just want people to know that we care. That again, to your point, your podcast, we're being consistent. There's a commitment to that. That we just, you know, want to help them get to a better place in whatever way.
Well, I found with my podcast, I loved helping out the community. But on the flip side, it was so good for me. And there were things that I actually loved about it. So tell me about how the 10 commentaries really benefited us or benefited you.
And again, I'm the one here, but certainly other people have added their commentaries over the years. I think the thing any of us would tell you is, it just sharpens you, right? I think despite anybody's best efforts, like if you know you've got to, someone's going to put you on the spot, or you know you got to make a presentation, or you've got to put something out into the universe, it just improves that intentionality and engagement for us. And so, you know, we're not just, yeah, I think that's that difference between hearing and listening. Yeah, we're always hearing, but I think this has really helped us listen and engage, whether that's market news, the client questions that could be feedback. It's just helped improve intentionality.
Okay, here's the big question, yeah, which is, what's next? You have been so forward thinking on most things, even coming to this office. It's just not what you normally see with financial services. What's next for 10 Capital and for the commentary?
More of the same, but at the same time, more of you and Maddie and Jake and Daryl and Ben and John and Ryan. And so I think the one thing that's certainly changed and grown and evolved in a way that just brings me tremendous joy is the people here. Everyone's got their own unique voice. People's voices hit different, right? I mean, we've all been in that situation where you and I say the same thing and someone's like, I understand the way Mike said it. I'm like, what I just said. Yeah, this is just a different voice. And so I want clients to hear from those voices. You have areas of interest or areas where you've dedicated more time and have more knowledge than I do that people should hear, and the same goes for the rest of the team. And so I'm certainly not going anywhere, but I definitely want to concede the microphone, so to speak, so that people can hear from the rest of these teammates that we have and the things that they have to share that I believe will help people and improve their lives.
Well, I personally want to say thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for what 10 Capital is doing for our community. And I hope all of you follow us along on the journey as we do more 10 Capital commentaries, Fecan Finance, Lunch and Learns, Compound Commitment. We're going to be out there. We want to connect with you. And hopefully in another 10 years, we'll be having the same conversation.
It's been a great 10, and I'm more excited for the next.
Me too.
All right, thanks.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.